coming to Faith Baptist Church in Huntsville, a very special event with Carol Kent and her husband, Gene. It's called Living in the New Normal. Carol Kent, good morning.
Well, hi, how are you?
Thanks for spending a little time with us, Carol. First of all, tell us a little bit about yourself and your husband. You're down in beautiful Florida.
We are. That's where we live. And we have enjoyed being here, but we raised an only child, Jason. And our reason for moving here is that life turned upside down, which happens to a lot of people. He was a stellar student and graduated from the U.S. Naval Academy. And his first orders were in Orlando, Florida for nuclear engineering school. Hmm. And he met a girl at Bible study, and they married by that next fall. She had been previously married with two little girls, 6 years old and 3 years old. But that first year, there were multiple allegations of abuse involving the father of the little girls, and he only had supervised visitation. And Jason began unraveling mentally, emotionally, and spiritually when it appeared that the biological father of these girls was about to get unsupervised visitation. Mm. And we received a middle-of-the-night phone call that no parent ever wants to get, that our son had been arrested for the murder of his wife's first husband. So as you can tell, Todd, we just absolutely could not believe what had happened. Our son had never been in trouble before. And I'm thinking about all of your listeners. So many times we have things that happen unexpectedly in our lives, in our marriages, and the life that we once expected is not going to be what we have. And so when I come to Faith Baptist, I'll be talking about what we do when we're living in a new kind of normal. And Todd, I really believe that whenever devastating things happen, we can go to God's Word and find hope-filled answers to today's problems. And so I'll be focusing on how we can choose life instead of a kind of emotional death. And we'll talk about how powerful it is to have gratitude when things are turned upside down. And we'll talk about how we can just keep breathing when the life that we're living is hard. And I really believe for all of us that we can choose something that will help us to focus on the best part of living in a new kind of normal is knowing this life is not all there is. Something more is coming, and it's good when you know Jesus.
Carol, this sounds like an event for someone whose life has also been turned upside down, but also for people who life is going pretty good, but we all know that life can turn pretty quickly, right?
Yes, and I also know that every one of us has a friend, a relative, a coworker, or a neighbor who is going through a new kind of normal. And so my prayer is that people who hear my story, and hopefully they'll laugh a lot too, because I think we fall apart if we don't have a little humor in our lives. Oh, goodness. So we're going to have a great time. We'll worship, we'll have something to eat, and we will certainly be having a wonderful experience of being with friends at this event. But it will prepare people to know what to say when they're helping a friend out, or when they have a sister or a brother who's going through a hard time. And I always tell people that I look at the advice of Eric Little, the Olympian and missionary. He said this: circumstances may appear to wreck our lives and God's plans, but God is not helpless among the ruins. And I really believe that. It's kind of like the little girl whose kitty cat got run over in the driveway and her mother was trying to console her. And she said, "Well, honey, just remember, Tabby's in heaven now." And that little girl put her hands on her hips and said, "But Mom, I just don't understand it. What on earth does God want with a dead cat anyway?" And God, there are times when what God allows does not make human sense. But we know that even though he did not plan for us to make wrong choices, that when we repent and when we go in the right direction, we can use what's happened as a platform upon which we can give other people hope and just turn them in the direction of faith.
Mm. Bring a friend. It's called Living in a New Normal, an evening with Carol Kent, and your husband Gene will be there as well.
He will be with me. I'll be doing the speaking, but he will definitely be with me.
All right. And it's at Faith Baptist Church in Huntsville, 169 West Road. It'll get underway at 7, should wrap up around 9. and it's June 5th. Carol Kent, thanks for joining us to tell us about it.
Well, Todd, thank you so much. I look forward to being in Ontario. Enjoy that beautiful weather.